A Distinguished Provincial at Paris by Honoré de Balzac. Chapter 1. Madame de Bargeton and Lucien de Rubempré had left Angoulême behind, and were travelling together upon the road to Paris. Not one of the party who made that journey alluded to it afterwards, but it may be believed that an infatuated youth who had looked forward to the delights of an elopement must have found the continual presence of Gentil, the man-servant, and Albertine, the maid, not a little irksome on the way. Lucien, travelling post for the first time in his life, was horrified to see pretty nearly the whole sum on which he meant to live in Paris for a twelvemonth dropped along the road. Like other men who combine great intellectual powers with the charming simplicity of childhood, he openly expressed his surprise at the new and wonderful things which he saw, and thereby made a mistake. A man should study a woman very carefully before he allows her to see his thoughts and emotions as they arise in him. A woman whose nature is large as her heart is tender can smile upon childishness and make allowances, but let her have ever so small a spice of vanity herself, and she cannot forgive childishness or littleness or vanity in her lover. Many a woman is so extravagant a worshipper that she must always see the god in her idol. But there are yet others who love a man for his sake, and not for their own, and adore his failings with his greater qualities. Lucien had not guessed as yet that Madame de Bargeton's love was grafted on pride. He made another mistake when he failed to discern the meaning of certain smiles which flitted over Louise's lips from time to time, and instead of keeping himself to himself, he indulged in the playfulness of the young rat emerging from his hole for the first time. The travellers were set down before daybreak at the sign of the Gaillard Bois in the Rue de l'Echelle, both so tired out with the journey that Louise went straight to bed and slept, first bidding Lucien to engage the room immediately overhead. Lucien slept on till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, when he was awakened by Madame de Bargeton's servant, and, learning the hour, made a hasty toilet and hurried downstairs. Louise was sitting in the shabby inn sitting-room. Hotel accommodation is a blot on the civilization of Paris, for with all its pretensions to elegance, the city as yet does not boast a single inn where a well-to-do traveller can find the surroundings to which he is accustomed at home. To Lucien's just-awakened, sleep-dimmed eyes, Louise was hardly recognizable in this cheerless, sunless room, with the shabby window curtains, the comfortless, polished floor, the hideous furniture bought second-hand or much the worse for wear. Some people no longer look the same when detached from the background of faces, objects, and surroundings which serve as a setting, without which, indeed, they seem to lose something of their intrinsic worth. Personality demands its appropriate atmosphere to bring out its values, just as the figures in Flemish interiors need the arrangement of light and shade in which they are placed by the painter's genius, if they are to live for us. This is especially true of provincials. Madame de Bargeton, moreover, looked more thoughtful and dignified than was necessary now when no barrier stood between her and happiness. Gentil and Albertine waited upon them, and while they were present, Lucien could not complain. The dinner, sent in from a neighboring restaurant, fell far below the provincial average, both in quantity and quality. The essential goodness of country fare was wanting, and in point of quantity, the portions were cut with so strict an eye to business that they savored of short commons. In such small matters, Paris does not show its best side to travellers of moderate fortune. Lucien waited till the meal was over. Some change had come over Louise, he thought, but he could not explain it. And a change had, in fact, taken place. Events had occurred while he slept, for reflection is an event in our inner history, and Madame de Bargeton had been reflecting. About 2 o'clock that afternoon, Sixte du Châtelet made his appearance in the Rue de l'Echelle and asked for Albertine. The sleeping